Welcome to this 12-minute meditation on the mindfulness of thoughts. Now, mindfulness meditation practice typically begins with focusing on the breath or some other primary object like the body posture or sensations. And as it unfolds, we can include whatever else is happening in the body and the mind. Sensations, sounds, emotions, and the thought process itself. Now, most people find that soon after they begin to pay attention to the breath or to some other experience, without even knowing it, they're gone. They're lost in their thoughts. This isn't bad. It's just the way it is. The eyes see, the ears hear, the mind thinks. Thoughts are simply another part of our experience. Now, the important thing to remember in working with thoughts is not to get lost in the content of the thought, but rather to be aware that the process of thinking is happening. See, thoughts happen all by themselves. There's no need to take thinking personally. It's just what minds do. The mind secretes thoughts, like the salivary gland secretes saliva. It just happens. And how we respond when we realize the mind has been wandering is the key to this process. It's common to have a reaction of frustration or judgment when we realize we've been lost. This only cultivates frustration and discouragement, along with judgment. The meditation process becomes a discouraging, unpleasant chore when we get lost in the content of our thoughts, in the content of judging ourselves. Now, another common response to realizing you've been thinking is getting hooked by it. Like, oh, this is an important thought. Let me go with this one. Then you're lost for a while longer until once more you wake up. A more skillful way to work with the thinking mind is this. When you realize you've been thinking, instead of feeling frustrated or discouraged, appreciate that you've just become aware that thinking is happening. You're once again here, in the present moment. Why spend time judging it? Reacting with frustration or annoyance, it only strengthens those qualities and leads to more negative thinking. What we resist persists. Then you can simply bring your attention back to knowing that you're sitting and you're breathing and you're being. It's important to do this with patience, with kindness, and the intention to start once again. This way, each time the mind wanders, you're not only strengthening those positive qualities and your ability to be in the present moment, but you're also developing a wise relationship to the thinking mind. You want to befriend the mind, not make it your enemy. See, friends, you're in the process of training your mind. And just like training a puppy, patient repetition works better than punishment. Rather than feeling frustrated because you've been lost, you can appreciate that you've woken up from your dream. Now, we'll head into this meditation now. And I want you to begin by taking a posture that allows you to be comfortable and relatively still. A posture that brings you into the present moment and helps you be both alert and at ease. Feel the connection of the earth supporting you. Feel the earth pressing up against the soles of your feet. Feel your arms resting gently in your lap. Breathe in this space. Now take a few moments to invite relaxation with a brief body scan, just to allow any parts of your body that have tension to soften and to let go. Starting with the head, the tip-top crown of your head. Then relax the forehead. Relax your eyes, the skin around your eyes, the cheek, the jaw, the mouth, down through the neck and shoulders, your arms, your torso, the chest, your belly. Relax the hips and the pelvic area. Then down through the legs. Relax the thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and your feet. All the way down through your toes. Now take a few deeper breaths, breathing in a calming energy as you inhale. Then letting go and releasing with each exhale. And now let the breath find its own natural rhythm. Let the breath breathe you. Really take that in here. It's like you're playing follow the leader with your breath. Notice how your breath is breathing without any effort on your part. Relax in this space. Now rest your attention on your breath. Like, how do you know you're breathing? Where in your body do you feel it most clearly? You might notice the breath coming in and out of your nostrils. You might feel the rise and the fall of your abdomen. Or you might simply be aware of your whole body sitting and breathing alive here and now. Friends, each time your mind wanders, I want you to gently return to the breath, or whatever primary object you use, whatever anchor, without any judgment for having drifted off. Each time you catch yourself thinking, and you return back to the breath, that in and of itself is a win. You can have 1,000 wins during a 10-minute sit. When we shift our perspective from shame or guilt to gratitude and joy, we soften. Now allow the awareness to open to other experiences that may be occurring. If sensations arise, just be aware of them with the same non-judging attitude. If sounds call your attention, become aware of hearing. When emotions become strong, just notice them with kindness, with compassion, with patience, with persistence. You're exactly where you need to be in this moment. You don't need to be anywhere else on this earth except for right here. Now we can include the thought process itself as part of the meditation field. When you realize you've been thinking, instead of feeling frustrated or discouraged, appreciate that you've just become aware that thinking is happening, and that once again, you're here in the present. And Then bring your attention back to the simple fact that you're sitting here. You're breathing. You're alive. You're healthy enough to be here, listening to me. Once again, my friends, it's important to do this with patience. It's important to do this with kindness and the intention to start once again. Each time you notice the mind has wandered, you're strengthening your ability to be in the present, and you're developing a wise relationship to the mind. Now, some people find it helpful to softly name the experience of thinking with a very gentle, non-judging tone. Thinking, thinking, thinking. Simply knowing that the process of thinking is happening. Now, there's no need to get lost in the content or the stories that you tell yourself. By noticing thinking, without getting lost in the content or the stories, you're not feeding your thoughts, and they often dissolve on their own. Don't try to get rid of them. Your very effort to get rid of them will just make them stronger. Don't try to figure out why a thought came or be concerned about how long it's here. As soon as you become aware, you're here again. And then you return to the breath, or an anchor of your choosing. I once had a meditation teacher tell me that if I was willing to sit with a thought or sit with an emotion or a feeling and not move and feel the thought, emotion, or feeling and be willing to burn up with that sensation, then the half-life of that moment is moments. Maybe minutes. Definitely not hours. See, my friends, when we can minimize reaction and sit with what comes up without reacting, and instead just noticing, we allow that thought, that emotion, that feeling to work its way through us. See, the last thing we want to do is distract ourselves with social media or alcohol or pills or TV. This is what tends to happen when we feel something uncomfortable. And so today I want you to just simply sit with it. Now, if you notice different themes or repetitive patterns of thought like planning, remembering, worrying, or wanting, just try naming them in a very kind, non-judgmental way. Planning, planning. Or worrying, 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 or whatever's there. And if it's not apparent, don't struggle to find the right word. I don't want you sifting through your mental thesaurus to find a word. You can just name it thinking. Thinking. Repetitive thoughts are sometimes fueled by emotions underneath them. So if a thought pattern keeps arising, you might ask yourself, what am I feeling now? Can I be with this? And if it's clear there's an emotion underneath and it's very strong, you might just bring mindful attention to that feeling, that emotion. Otherwise, each time you become aware of thinking, simply acknowledge it, and appreciate that you've become aware and you're back in the present. Honestly, my friends, it doesn't matter how many times you wander. each time you become aware of thinking, and you can return to the present with patience and with kindness. This is a liberating moment of mindfulness. And when you're ready here, gently and mindfully, come back to the moment. Take a big breath in. Delicious breath out. Let that go. And slowly open your eyes. Thank you for meditating with me today, friends. I encourage you to come back to your cushion at any chance you get. Just like building muscles in the gym, repetition for the mind will help strengthen and fortify our beings. Thank you, my friends. Thank you. Namaste.